Ois Kufov Al Kala Bidai Tzuchol Anateach Es HaChochem shouldn't even contemplate trying to beat the Chochem Kilo Yisarba Al Chochmos Kho Chochma, because that will not cause you to have any more Chochma. So don't contemplate such a possibility. That's not your goal. What's interesting to think about the Talmidim of Kalim, who are very big into Arachas on the Rosh, say that they have a Masarim, that the Rosh wrote this Nusach of the Kabbalahs for himself. It was his own personal list of Kabbalahs. So the Rosh, the picture of the Rosh is writing to himself, don't think you're going to be smarter, you know, the Rosh. Says, don't think that you're going to be smarter than the Talmud Chacham, right? Because you won't gain anything out of it. So besides, obviously, that you know, a person has to, there's a question of an attitude issue, what's good or it's not good. He says, the Rosh is just, you know, what do you get out of it? One of the Tudas they said over many times is a going in Mishnah. The Gaon says that there's tsnuim chokhma, that those which are tsnuah, they have wisdom. So the Gaon points out that when a person speaks, he's not benefiting from his speech. You don't learn anything from the fact when you're talking. When you're being quiet, somebody else is talking, you're listening, you're learning something new. It says, Dibur always is for the benefit of the person who's listening. You did not know something before, and now you know because I said it. So you gained information by me talking. I didn't get anything by talking. So Dibur Shalom is, whatever Dibur person has, is, well, look, it's not for him. It's not for his benefit. It's for the benefit of the people around him. But those are a tsunua, the Gaon saying, those are a shersik, and listen, they're gaining wisdom from all the people around them. So when a person goes in a situation, you have a chacham, the person has to understand to take advantage of that situation instead of trying to prove the chacham why I'm right. Rather, I should listen to what the chacham has to say and to hear what I can gain from that. The chalal, this nekuda of understanding the value of taking advantage of a chachamim. I have this order when one of my chaverim told me, I was a bacher still, so there was a shiur that someone gave in the yeshiva, which was not one of the most popular, shiur. And the fellow who was not even in the shiur used to come to the shiur b'davka. So he said, he made a cheshbon that's 24 hours in a day. So in a week there's 158 hours. The shiur is an hour long. So I still have 157 hours left afterwards. If I can gain something from that year, you know, I can also make that person feel good that I came, so why shouldn't I do it? So the commitments have less than 1%. That was his aura. Most people don't look at our week as, you know, it's an hour of my time, it's so much time, you know. An hour of my time is not so much time. An hour of my time is one out of 158 in a week. But obviously, so, but I'm sleeping X amount of hours and I'm doing other things, so at the end of the day, I only have a few hours left of my time. 168 hours, thank you, see. And so, that being so, we lose cashman of what a real commitment is. I remember the tells there was a halacha shir given by one of the Paisik and Yeshiva, Mati Shabbos. It was barely 30 minutes long. And I pointed out once that a person would commit 30 minutes long every Motzei Shabbos for the period of 5-6 years he's in yeshiva, the Shabbos would come, he would gain a tremendous, and he would write it down and review it a little bit, maybe an hour's worth of commitments a week, he would become a person who would know a lot of halacha. He was a person who was tremendous amount of halacha, tremendous knowledge in the halacha. And so the commitment of a half an hour a week, it was not the well-attended year. It was Motzei Shabbos, you know, people, not, and there was staggered that. But I said, they learn, you know, they had to learn by themselves and go to the shir. And I said to myself, it's an opportunity which, when they're 10 years from now, they'll look back and say, fool, why didn't you go to the shir? They're going to say to themselves. But Bishas Maisa, you know, we're very busy and this and that. They don't know how to be married with it. One of the best ways to keep it then is, well, how are you going to look at this from a vantage point of 2 weeks from now, 2 months from now, 2 years from now, 10 years from now, I'm going to say, you know, I wish I had done more of X. I wish I'd taken more advantage of that opportunity which was available then. And then you're not promised that you're going to have those opportunities later on in your life. The person's within the Dalai Lama's of a Chacham, take advantage of that. There was mentioned there was one broker here in the yeshiva that used to ask me at least one of the halacha shalas every single day. He had a list of all of the halacha shalas, always taking new shalas, and he had kept a notebook. And it used to drive me crazy. Like every day, I was like, oh no, what's he come up with next? But at the end of the, you know, his period of kufa, he gathered a tremendous amount of information, which he had gathered just by beginning himself to do one thing a day. Bother me once a day, right? When he moved away, I says, you know, you have somebody else to bother. And I gave him an address to somebody else. He started calling me. He said, no, don't call me anymore. Now you have somebody else you can bother. I take him out to somebody else over there. Richard Berkowitz was the person he caught on, so that was a good person to catch on. So the person's going in with, I want to prove that, you know, sometimes it's more geschmack to say, you know, I have a shot, I have a good shot anymore, I have understanding, and I'm right. I feel I'm right, so I'm going to go there and convince the Rebbe that I'm right. I'm going to tell the Rebbe why I think I'm right and why my shot is right and why his point that he missed. I can do that. But what do I, at the end of the day, what do I gain out of it? Maybe I should go in and say, there's a good chance that I'm not right. There's many different ways of looking at it. I see one way. There's probably another way of looking at it. The person who has more background, more information, more knowledge, probably has a good reason why he's saying what he's saying. Well, let me know what that is. Explain it to me, Rebbe. Please explain it to me. You know, why you think this shot is not right. And that's a fair question. I look at him like this. This makes sense to me. The Rebbe says, you know, that's not the shot. Why not? So Rebbe, being Rebbeim, we go to Rebbeim school and they tell you sometimes you're supposed to be mean. We'll say, figure it out yourself. Sometimes we'll say, because I'm sure you could figure out yourself. Sometimes we'll say, well, you can't figure out, I'll explain to you why it's so. Sometimes we'll say, you know, the Rebbe will give a half a hint and say, you know, I think this is the point, go think about it. And that's part of the job of a Rebbe. The job of a Talmud is the kufa of being a Talmud is to learn how to come to understand, to take advantage of what is available. It's not there forever. I look back now at the years in yeshiva, the opportunities that I had. There's so many more opportunities I could have taken advantage of speaking to my Rebbe and the learning, and even middle of the Alma, you know, and eights of different things, why they had they approached things a certain way, information which I could have gotten, and had I done so, I regret that I didn't do it now, because the opportunity is not there anymore. Some of them are no longer here, and some of them even are here, but I don't have the time anymore, and that's an advantage a person should. Did that we spoke mentioned Friday night. That shtus is foolishness is not a shaitz is a matter of nationalism. You have an opportunity in your hands and you throw it out. So a person has opportunity in his hands and throws it out. That's shtus. That's a foolish thing. I have opportunity and I throw it out. I don't take advantage of it. I don't use it properly. That's a foolish thing. So somebody contemplates such a thing. I'll tell him a daitza. You know, if you have 10 opportunities to speak to the Chacham, don't waste that opportunity in trying to convince the Chacham that you're right. Just don't even contemplate that. That's not what your goal is. Talmud and yeshiva, or a person 50 years old, is it going to be to say the same point? Don't waste, you have opportunity to speak to him. Over years I've watched, sometimes it's fascinating to watch people, you know, you watch a person talking to the Rav, or convincing of why he's right. Just watching from the outside. And I've done it also in my lifetime, you know, so to the Rebbe, to the Rebbe, etc. And I, you know, you shouldn't understand what it looks like. You sometimes just, it's good to stand on something and watch it. And from the outside, it's like, you know, what's the guy's problem? Why does he listen already? Why does he, you know, and you say, you know, why do the next thing also? Once you realize how it looks sometimes, you say, it's not such a intelligent thing. Just don't even go there.